What is going on out there? You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, coming at you from Burnaby Mountain in the depths of Simon Fraser University. And we're broadcasting from the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And it's time for Open Mic. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and today's kind of a special edition, I guess you could say, because guess what's on Saturday? I'm telling you, guys, if you forgot, girls, if you forgot, people, if you forgot, and someone is expecting you to remember, you can thank me later. It's Valentine's Day on Saturday. Oh, my gosh. It's one of those days where you get to, like, just be ridiculously sappy and gross, and everybody's like, that's cool. I mean, you're supposed to, right? Just go buy some chocolates. Go buy some chocolates right now. Get them now while they're not bought out. Or if you're lucky and your special person is in a later time zone, though I don't really think there is much of that going on right now. Maybe if you wait a few minutes past, like, the Valentine's deadline, you can get that discount chocolate. Make sure you take the sales tag off if you do that. Just saying. I mean, it is the economy is what it is. But some people don't like knowing that they're the discount chocolate receiver. So, just things to think about. Anyway, something I've been thinking about, because Valentine's Day is coming up, and a personal note, it's also my wedding anniversary, which, lucky, not lucky, I'll leave that up to your decision, your thinking, but this year will be, 2009, what year is it, 2026? Yeah, 17 years. That's crazy. I was actually talking to my wife the other day, and I realized that we've been together since 2003, which means that I've officially been with her for more than half of my life. And it is amazing to me how each day feels like a new thing. I don't know. I'm going to get sappy. It's going to be one of those days. I'm sorry. But if you're listening there, you know what I mean. Anyway, yeah, so today, getting ready for Valentine's Day. World's crazy. Let's maybe tune that out for an hour. And I'll just tell you what music I got coming up for you. I got a song. This first chunk, I was kind of thinking, like, what is it like? I was thinking back to when I first met my wife, when I was first meeting someone I was interested in before I met my wife. And, like, kind of like the butterflies and the weird insecurities would start popping up. And so the beginning of this track is, or this set list today, is kind of honoring those first jitters. So I'm going to start it off with a song called Weirdo from an album called Weirdo from Imogene Thackeray. Following that up with a song called Love Light from the band Cuddle Funk. The album Cuddle Funk from the band Coco Rose. Fun little duet there. And, I was looking for tracks, and I stumbled across this one from Gold Kimono, a track called Look at Her. And I was just like, this speaks to me. I don't know why. But probably because the first time I remember meeting my wife is very memorable to me. Maybe I'll get into that later, but maybe not. We'll see how it goes. Those three songs are coming at us. And, you know, it's a little bit of funk, a little bit of chill, a little bit of energy, a little bit of this, that, and the other. Who knows what's going to happen? It's going to be exciting, because who knows what happens in love? And, you know, if you're all thinking about it, I got a question for y'all, which you could text in. An answer to, it's 778-782-CJSF or 2573. If you do not have those alphanumerics, that is 778-782-2573. What is love to you? And I got to say, it's one of those questions that it's not an easy answer, because some people are like, I got to get that old romantic love going. Some people are like, I got to get that the friend, the platonic love going. I got to get that familial love going. I got to get all these different loves going. I got so many, I don't know what to do with them all. And, you know, I guess that's a good problem to have. But, question stands. What is love to you? And let's just move right into Weirdo, because I've definitely been the person in this song before. Have a good one. Listen to the music. Be happy.
change. You're fine by me. Hey there, widow. I'm a widow. Hey there, widow. I'm a widow.
go out.
Foundation Legacy Program was created by the Unison Fund to support Canadian music industry veterans. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
What is up? You just heard Weirdo from Imogene Thackeray, Love Light from Coco Rose, and Look at Her from Gold Kimono. And I gotta say, I'm a bassist, and when I was listening to Love Light, whew, that is some good bassing. Like, if you're somebody who's playing bass and you want to study, like, how to progress a bass line through a song, whoa, good stuff in there. They kept it nice and simple in the beginning, just sticking with the kick, you know, kind of staying out of the way. And then the middle, when things started to shift around, they're like, okay, yeah, we're going to build it up a little bit here, and then we're going to cut out. And then when they came back in after the dropout, like, that bassist, and I wish, I've been looking for the name of the bassist, but Coco Rose is very mysterious about their, at least on their Bandcamp website. Yeah, I couldn't find the name of the bassist in the couple of minutes that I had here. But yeah, so like after the bassist drops out, they come back in and they're like hopping all over the place and making that thing move and groove and like hitting some of the horn beats and stuff. And just, oh man, that's good. That was a good bass line. I might have to listen back to that later. And like looking at the waveform, because I'm using this like Serato program to play back the music for y'all. And I could see the waveform as it goes by. I was like, man, that is so clear to see. I really like it when songs keep their dynamic range. I don't know if y'all heard about this thing called the loudness wars. It's been talked about a lot. But not a big fan, I gotta say. I don't agree that louder equals better music. Even though, you know, like you listen to two tracks back to back, one's louder than the other one, you're gonna be like, oh, it sounded better because you could hear more of it. But, you know, dynamics. Very important. Especially because, like, vinyl's coming back. You can't just throw, like, music with like a half a decibel dynamic range full of just like overcompressed and saturated, like, brr. You know, you can't do that because record players are just like, oh, bleh, needle falls right off. So just a note, if you're mixing, getting into mixing, and you want to like release stuff on vinyl, read about the differences between mixing for digital playback and vinyl, physical playback. There's things. I got to tell you, there's things. But anyway, yeah, so back to the sort of topic of today about, you know, love is in the air. It's Valentine's Day. I asked earlier, y'all, like, what does love mean to you? You can text in your answer to 778-782-2573 if you are so inclined. And for me, like, coming up in the next part, it's like, so we got past the you know, are they going to say yes? Are they going to say no? Are they going to hang with me? Are they going to get me? Am I going to be too weird for them? Are they going to be too weird for me? I don't know. And then you kind of like move into that happy honeymoon phase where you're like, this is cool. We're happy together. Let us be totally disgusting about it in whatever way that means to you. Some people are like, yeah, let's make out in public. Yeah, PSAs. Not the kind of PSAs we play on this show. But other people are like, yeah, let's like walk down the street and hold hands. Oh, my gosh. Holding hands in public. Oh, gosh. And, you know, some people are just like, let's go read books and hang out and like look at the world pass by. And I like that too. Actually, I just read a good book called Horror Movie by Paul Tremblay. And I don't know, I got mixed reviews online. I liked it. Let's talk about some upcoming music, talking about things walking around. We got U.S. Girls Walking Song. Funny enough, U.S. Girls is a Canadian band, apparently. Can Con. Then coming after that, we got Hannah Jadagu's My Love off her album Describe. And then we got Foot Shooter coming in with Folding featuring Alicia Joy off the album The Oasis. And this is kind of the more like active love part of the show. And these songs, I felt like, you know, a little whimsical, a little bit of like going on dates and stuff. It had that kind of vibe to me. Or like maybe a little deeper. People are getting into the like, this is a meaningful relationship, not just like a 2-week summer fling. Not that it's summer right now. You would know that if you looked outside. But if you guys feel like talking, shoot in a text, 778-782-2573. What is love to you?
Conspiracy. We started walking. No, 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 no.